For the DRG Media Group Sports, I'm William Haynes. Yesterday afternoon in Groton, the Mobridge Pollock High School track and field teams competed in their third meet of the outdoor season. The Tigers took gold in six events between their boys and girls teams. Running in his first event this spring, junior Shane Henderson won the 400 meter in 54.29 seconds. He would place silver in the 800 meter as well. Freshman Kaelin Fitzer finished first in the discus, as did the boys' 4x100 relay. For the girls, senior Riley Thompson showcased her speed, winning the 100 and 200 meter. Heidi Olson won the 1600 meter, and Katie Woolman took silver in the discus. The next event of the season will be Saturday morning in Lemon. All the results from yesterday's meet are published online at athletic.net. The Minnesota Twins series with the last place White Sox continued last night and ended in thrilling fashion. Chicago, who has lost 20 of their first 23 games, took a 3-1 lead in the fourth inning and hit a two-run single in the eighth to make it a 5-2 advantage. It was a tough start for Minnesota's Pablo Lopez, who lasted just four innings on 76 pitches while allowing three runs on four hits. Down three with two innings left to play, the Twins made some magic. In the eighth, Trevor Larnach launched a 433-foot blast to right center to plate two. Still, they enter the ninth trailing 5-4. But then, Byron Buxton came to the plate.
Swung on and hit deep. Left field, into the corner, gone, and it's off the pole. Byron Buxton has tied the game with a laser to left, and it's 5-5.
The call there from Twins Radio, that was Buxton's first home run of the season and capped off his first three-hit game of 2024. That tied the game. With two on and two out in the ninth, up came Alex Kirilloff, who struck out in all four of his at-bats to that point.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit to the right side. Base hit, Alex Kirilloff. Martin scores, and the Twins walk it off. Alex Kirilloff, RBI single, and the Twins win 6-5. They're chasing Kirilloff all around the infield. Castro can't catch him. Martin finally does. And the Twins come all the way back to beat the White Sox 6-5.
Game 3 of the series is tonight at 6:40 Central, with Chicago's Garrett Crochet facing Joe Ryan of the Twins. The set will conclude Thursday with an afternoon affair. The Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Phoenix Suns 105-93 in Target Center last night to take a 2-0 series lead. The unsung Jaden McDaniels led the way with 25 points and 8 rebounds. Their defense stifled the Suns stars, holding Kevin Durant to 18 points and Devin Booker to 20. They were a combined 12-28 from the field. Game 3 of the series will be Friday night, with the Timberwolves making the trip out to the desert for the next two. That's what's happening. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com.